I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Asparagus is one of the few perennial vegetables we can grow, and if cared for well, can produce for decades. Asparagus is not only tasty, though, it's talented. A woman in England tosses asparagus into the air and can predict the future by how the spears fall on the ground. She's known as the Asparamancer and has made predictions about the royal family, weather, and politics. I'd rather just eat these tasty morsels. The big revolution in asparagus breeding was the creation of the all-male Jersey varieties. These plants produce few flowers and seed and more spears. New improved all-male varieties include Millennium, a Canadian variety adapted to clay soils, and Pacific Purple, with purple spears that turn green when cooked. Yellow asparagus are green varieties that have been blanched by covering the small spears with a black pot or plastic. They're tender with a mild flavor. Site a new asparagus bed in full sun on well-drained soil. Dig a 1 foot deep trench, amend the soil with compost so the trench is about 6 inches deep. Make small soil mounds a foot apart at the bottom of the trench and lay the spider-like asparagus roots over the mounds so the crowns are about 3 inches deep. Backfill with more soil and keep well watered. For established beds, keep them well weeded. Add compost each spring and fertilize if your spears are a small diameter with a balanced organic product. Harvest for about 6 to 8 weeks starting the third year. Then let the whole patch grow into ferns. Cut them all back in fall. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new flower pots. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.